going to recreate this amazing Dove Cameron look in my size.
I actually went out and just bought the exact same outfit from Savage X Fenty. Luckily, Savage is plus size friendly, so that was super easy. I did forget to film the pants. I then grabbed a pair of high heels because she was wearing high heels. And this is what it looked like when I was taking pictures. This is the final shot I got. And this is the side by side. I nailed it.
Nasty bitch.
I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Women.
Don't settle. There is a man out there who really actually likes you. He likes you. All those guys that you've been putting so much time and effort and energy into, thinking that they're gonna reciprocate something and they don't, they are not even worth your air, okay? Literally, wait for the guy who actually likes you because he's out there, I promise you. Raise your standards, ladies. When I'm in a relationship, I don't believe in spending my money on my man. His money is for me. My money is for me. Okay? So that means when we go out, we go on dates, we go shopping, we do whatever, we are using his money. My money does not get touched. Okay? That is just the standard. Argue with your mama.
Women.
Men will literally be like, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table? Sir, what do you bring? Let's talk about you, okay? You used to live at your mom's house, working $9 an hour, thinking you're gonna provide for a whole woman, a whole family someday. Like, why do I need to prove to you what I bring to the table? You should be showing me what you bring. Because at this point, I really don't even know what it is. Like, what is it that you're bringing to me, honey, for me to even give you the time of day? Make it make sense, boo. Make it make sense.
Women.
We were all taught as young little girls that male validation is the utmost importance. I remember when I was like third grade and like the girls were like all Regina George, like, you can't sit with us. And then as soon as like a boy said it, like a boy said something like, oh yeah, I don't really like her anyways. You know, he doesn't like you. Like, I'm supposed to care that a snot-nosed little boy doesn't like me. And that him saying he doesn't like me gave those little Regina George plastic girls the validation that they needed because a man said it. And I think that's so sad, and that's where a lot of like our insecurities stem from as grown women. It started as a kid when we all thought we needed somebody's son, snot-nosed broke son, to validate us. And I just disagree wholeheartedly. Raise your standards, ladies.
I hope the world can see now what's really going on out here, because it's getting ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.